It is a wild time these days in the HIPAA breach world. The healthcare industry is really becoming a primary target for hackers, both foreign and domestic. And the amount of breaches being reported and the responses for the resulting settlements are really extraordinary. Thank you. So this is to give you a kind of a graphical representation of how much is going on with big data breaches right now. I thought this was a really great web page to share with you. It's really a great training resource that you can take back to your organizations because it is so astounding to look in at this graphic to see what's going on in the data breach world. What's nice about this web page for training purposes is that you can sort it and filter it by type of healthcare organization by type of breach and the reasons for the breach. So, for example, if you go to the healthcare industry, there are substantially fewer, but a couple of really big honking breaches like the Anthem breach, which include 80 million patient records multiplied times $210 plus per record, and you can see the absolutely enormous expense to organizations to having these types of breaches. Will had mentioned some of the costs involved in responding to a huge data breach, or a huge data breach, as we're saying, in this presidential election. He mentioned the cost for forensic patient notice. The patient notice piece often is extremely expensive, too, just because of the data and analytics necessary to determine which patients are affected by a data breach and making sure you don't send out duplicate notices. If you're dealing with a data breach involving millions of patient records, that in itself is a pretty substantial expense to do. Call centers, ID theft resolution services, in addition to credit monitoring services.